Talks began in Geneva Wednesday in search of a political solution to the ongoing conflict in Syria, and the Holy See is a participant. Before the start of the talks, the Holy See's representative to the United Nations in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, shared his views about the absence of Iran, a key player in the Middle East. Laura Yuraci has more.
The Holy See's representative at the Geneva II peace talks on Syria says real peace in the country may be challenging to achieve without Iran, one of the key powers in the region participating in the discussion. Archbishop Silvano Tomasi is leading the Holy See delegation to the Geneva II summit, underway in Montreux, Switzerland, where foreign ministers are currently discussing the Geneva II document, which outlines a political transition plan for Syria. Earlier this week, UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon retracted his controversial invitation to Iran to the talks, eliciting mixed reaction from the international community. In an interview with Vatican Radio, Archbishop Tomasi spoke on Iran's absence from the talks. Politics demands that certain decisions be made, said Archbishop Tomasi.
On a dû prendre des décisions un peu étranges.
We had to make some strange decisions, he said. In my opinion, it is not very realistic to try to have peace without one of the key powers in the region. But we hope that, with the discussions underway on Iran's nuclear program, we can keep the door open a little so as not to impede the dialogue that we are starting with Syria. Archbishop Tomasi said the absolute priority of the talks is to respond to the demand of the Syrian people to bring an end to the violence, death, and destruction.
Confronted with this reality, la conscience internationale essaie de répondre avec un peu de solidarité.
Faced with this reality, the international community is seeking to respond with a sense of solidarity, to find an acceptable compromise to begin effective negotiations, said Archbishop Tomasi. Face-to-face negotiations between the Syrian government and the opposition, the first since the conflict began 3 years ago, will begin in Geneva on Friday. I'm Laura Yuraci.